It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. We've got Miss Claire, Miss Camille. We've got Texas X's.
That's University of Texas.
Yeah, let's, hey ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
tell us, Miss Claire, we'll start off with you. All right. Want to know about Texas X's.
Yeah, so the Texas X's is the alumni chapter for the University of Texas System of Schools. Our Texarkana chapter has been here for several years, and I'm the president. And so we're doing a food drive for Harvest Regional Food Bank. It's part of an ongoing initiative in the month of February that the big Texas X's do down in Austin called Project Worldwide, where we try to do a service project during the month of February as opposed to just donating our money. We're trying to donate our time or some goods to the local community.
But besides just saying, okay, bring some canned food and food items, you're going to have some fun because you're going to tie it in with the University of Texas
right. Playing
basketball. Tell us about that part of it.
As if you weren't already excited about the food drive, there happens to be a basketball game.
As long as I know that none of my exes will be there.
Right. You're okay.
Right, just the Texas exes.
So it's going to be
Longhorn basketball versus the TCU Horn Frogs. So whether you're a Razorback, a Longhorn, a Frog, a Tiger, whatever.
You're helping out a good cause. You can come out and enjoy the game, and y'all can argue about who's going to win.
And it's going to be at Redbone Magic Brewing Company. They're being generous enough to donate some tables and some TVs for us to watch on. You know, the food and the beer and the good times are always there. So
yeah, Redbone's great.
That's the best place to go.
So 7 o'clock on Wednesday, February 19th.
Yes.
See some basketball, TCU, Texas, and help out with the good cause. How's it going over there, Camille?
It's going well. We are really getting into our backpack program second semester. That's where we give kids who are really struggling at home with food something over the weekend to get them through from Friday afternoon to Monday morning. And then, of course, we are still very busy with all of our pantries in our 10-county area that serve all age groups, whether it's families with small kids or senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I was in Waldo at a mobile pantry.
Right.
That's where we go serve rural underserved areas. And we work with the community. We do it there with the mayor, and he's involved. The fire department, that's where we actually stage the food. And we serve communities straight from our truck.
Great.
That's in areas where we don't have many pantries.
Right.
So that's a way to get food to those communities. We're very busy. Got a lot of things going. Just there's a lot of need.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have we try to reach people the best way we can.
I was going to ask you, I see sometimes I'll be driving around, I see the stickers.
Right.
I don't know if they call them bumper stickers anymore, window stickers or whatever that says, Texas X.
Mm-hmm.
About how many members do you have up in this area?
Well, on the roster, we've got about 150, and it's not just Texarkana proper, it's Texarkana metropolitan area.
Right.
So if you are within
you and me, that's the only ones I know that say Texarkana proper. It's us.
Yeah, right. You too. Okay, well, that's good.
Somebody said there was another one.
So somebody's like, Texas Xer, and they want to be involved.
Right. Or even just a Texas fan.
Yeah, okay, okay. You don't have to be an alumni.
Right, no, you don't have to be officially graduated.
Well, see, I always thought, when I see that, I always think it's just for the guys that are girls that graduate.
So
anybody can.
Yeah,
okay, if you're a Longhorn fan.
We have
okay.
a Facebook page.
103.9985, mypigradio.com.
You were telling us about your Facebook page for people that might want to be part of the Texas Xers or whatever. And you
just
said it
X's, didn't, man. Get
X's,
it right.
Excuse me.
We don't. It's fine.
You can be an Xer, an
Xer,
Gen X.
You know what I'm talking about.
Now, what did you say earlier?
Well,
listen, she came in here.
Technically, I am a millennial, but I don't.
She doesn't want to identify as a
millennial. I don't want to be associated with that. So.
But what did you say about us?
What? That y'all are not too old to do radio?
No,
she did say that.
That's
that was
what y'all were
saying. She said, I've been listening to y'all forever, years. Or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, since I was little. Yeah. I mean,
I was the one that said she must have been a baby when she was listening to you.
Isn't that something, though, that makes me feel old? Thank you.
Sorry.
No, it's okay, really. We even named the whole radio thing about it.
But anyway, you were telling us about the Facebook page and how to be involved if you're a University of Texas fan. You don't have to be an alumni from.
Right.
So tell us how
so,
do you.
So we just have a Facebook page, Texarkana, spelled out, and then T-E-X-E-X.
Okay.
And if you search Texas Exes, Texarkana, up in the search bar on Facebook, you should find our page. But we post events there and any kind of news that's going on with our chapter. We usually have a game watching party, and then we have a student send-off at the end of summer as the kids are going back to school and stuff. So come out to an event if you like hanging out with us. You can technically join if you want to, but we're always down to just have people come and visit.
See, that's good, because every time I saw the sticker, I thought, well, that's good. It sounded like a fun group, but I thought it was just for the alumni.
No.
So it's for any Longhorn fan.
Yep.
Okay.
Right. Ms. Camille, you got anything, I mean, what else is coming up with Harvest Texarkana? Anything?
Well, we do have a special event coming up in April, our Wine and Jazz annual event. That's one of two big fundraisers that we put on.
How much wine do we get when we show up?
There's you won't leave thirsty. I can promise you that.
There you go.
We have local kind of celebrity chefs that come in, and we pair each thing that they serve with a wine or a craft beer. We'll have Candace Taylor and Trio playing jazz out on the patio. It's at Silver Moon on Broad. We've got Julie's Deli. They're going to come in and do an oyster bar. We've got other restaurants coming in, live auction, silent auction. So it's always a lot of fun. So we're gearing up for that too, and that helps us.
What wine pairs with beanie weenies? That's what I've got for lunch today.
I don't know. I've never had that combination.
It's probably on the Boone's farm.
I was just thinking,
boxed wine, perhaps.
It's kind of.
All right. So, but again, let's run down the big event for Texas Exes at Redbone.
Once again, it's coming up Wednesday, February 19th, 7:00 tip off, Redbone Magic Brewing Company, and two things you want, right?
Non-perishable, shelf-stable food items,
right,
and a good attitude.
Yeah, a good attitude. Come out and enjoy the game.
Right.
Come out and enjoy the basketball game and root for the Horns, right?
Yeah. Well, root for whoever. I don't really care.
Well, you can root for whoever you want to.
I don't think our basketball team's very good, so it might be in your best interest not to root for us, but I don't know.
Yeah. Or you can just come out and watch like me.
Right.
If you're Razorback.
Yeah. Anna? No, we're not videoing. I need you to slip by and come around here somehow. Today, you're going to be hosting the questions. We're going to play Battle of the Sexes, me and JW, against Miss Claire and Miss Camille.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to be the hostess with the most.
Yeah, so you got to come over to this microphone over here.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Because, you know, we kind of Southern engineered this room together. Have you all seen that?
No, we're still on air.
Oh, yeah, we're live right now.
And you didn't print this out. So
do we need to take a break and then come back?
Yeah, we can print this.
We're going to do that and come back.
Okay.
Oh, don't put the chair there.
Well, where do you want the chair?
Not there.
103.9, 98.5, The Pig, mypigradio.com. We've been
How
doing
hard was that?
Yeah, she can't.
You're acting like you can't do radio, and you go across the hall there and talk your head off. Anyway.
Talk my head off.
We're going to play a game.
Battle of the Sexes. It's going to be fun.
And I get to play for once.
And you get to lose
and
again.
This is the one and only time because it's too much trouble between you two to get this going.
Okay.
Well, when we chainsaw this piece off right here. It'll be
men first or women?
Women first.
All right. So, ladies, name the tool that cuts wood at a perfect 45-degree angle. Is it a bandsaw, a miter saw, or a jigsaw?
A bandsaw?
Jigsaw.
It's not there.
Okay, so the next one, let's find the mouse on it. According to AskMen.com, because that's a reliable source, what's the most romantic thing a man can do for his girlfriend on Valentine's Day? Reenact their first date together, I hope they've had one, stay in bed and cuddle all day, or pop the question?
Like any of those.
I don't really like any of those either.
None of the above.
But you have to pick one.
I'm gonna go with reenact their first date. I'm just.
Oh, that's a nice one, but it's wrong.
Okay. So far,
we're over two.
You're at zero.
Good.
Okay, so what TV show would you be watching if you saw Tom Silva, Kevin O'Connor, and Norm Ingram? Sorry. WWE, This Old House, or ESPN Sports Center?
This Old House, PBS, I know
there
for
you
sure.
Go. Locked and loaded.
You said that with confidence.
Yeah.
No hesitation
she
whatsoever.
She is right. You have that one right.
that was
I can thank my dad for that.
I didn't even know.
Okay, you guys ready?
No, I didn't either.
Oh, sure. You're sweating now.
So we've got to get two to win.
What is America's national flower? The rose, the tulip, or the daisy?
Come on.
Come on, it's too easy.
What do you mean? Come on.
I'm going to guess rose.
Well, I guess we
are you
going to
guess or no?
Yeah, let's go with rose.
Is it a guess or is it that your final answer? Okay.
Okay.
You got that. I was trying to get them to go to another one.
Yeah.
See, he wasn't confident. He didn't believe in me.
What is Oprah Winfrey's legal first name? Gail, Winifred, or Oprah?
Winifred.
I'm not going to say because I know that. I already know that.
Okay, so.
Well, if you know it,
I mean,
it
I've already seen this.
Oh.
So that would be cheating.
You're wrong.
Winifred.
Oh. You're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
She looks like
still
a
wrong.
She's Oprah.
Is that her first name?
Okay.
Right. Like this is our last chance.
Yeah, this is your last chance.
We're tied, but our last chance for victory.
How many dresses does the average prom-going girl try on before deciding on the perfect prom dress? Is it 3, 11, or 24? It's just the prom dress. It's not a wedding dress.
I already saw that. I already saw that. I'm not going to cheat.
3.
And you're wrong again.
3.
Oh, wow.
Are you the average?
24.
24?
What? And this is a prom dress.
I was thinking maybe more than 3, but 24?
Yeah.
That's the average?
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
Who tries on more than 24 dresses?
I don't think there were 24 dresses in the dress shop when I was in high school
and looked good. Yeah.
Here's the thing. My daughters, I guess they grew up with me, because like when I go shirt shopping, I know what color I want, and I just go get the size and leave. I don't try stuff like this.
Yeah, but you're a man, and it shows.
But, you know, they grew up with me, so maybe.
Well, no. There's so many choices now.
Yeah. Right. And like bride's dresses, that kind of makes sense. But this is prom.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so women won.
Yeah. Well,
how did the women win?
MyPigRadio.com. Huh? They won.
We just did.
They went first. Them, they got to one first.
They did.
There we go.
That's
a rule.
103.9985, the pig, mypigradio.com. So thank you for coming up here and making the show worthwhile. Otherwise, it's just us talking about nothing.
Well, as the three of us agreed, you're going to stick to asking the questions instead of answering.
You know, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to let you shame me over this. I don't have the knowledge of a woman. We all knew that.
Yeah, that's
There's
true.
There's a long line of women that'll tell you how dumb I am. So, but anyway, we came, Miss Claire, with the Texas Exes.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Recap what's going to be going on Wednesday, February 19th.
So we are having a food drive, and there's going to be basketball, and there's going to be fun, and beer, and pizza, and appetizers, a lot of other things. You just have to come find out. But yeah, at 7 o'clock, February 19th is when the game starts. If you want to come a little early and drop off your foodstuffs for Harvest Regional Food Bank, we are going to do a food drive for them and watch some basketball.
That's Redbone Magic Brewing Company. Texas versus TCU in basketball is what you're going to be watching and having fun. So that sounds great.
Miss Camille, even though she is a Razorback fan, will be there.
I will be there.
That's right. And thank you, because Harvest Texarkana does so much for so many different groups around here. It's just, I know you're always kind of, where'd you say you were yesterday?
Waldo, Arkansas.
She found Waldo.
I did, yes. But, you know, we couldn't do what we do without groups like this to help collect food, and it's what it's all about.
That's how it works. Yeah. So, but thank y'all for letting us be a witness to it.
Thank you
playing
for
the game.
Us.
Yeah.
We almost won something.
Yep.
But, yeah.
But what?
Nothing.
Oh, that's just how the man laughs.
That's just it.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.